ABC News, I'm Andy Field. They're recovering more bodies on the third day of the Israeli-Hamas war. ABC's David Muir in Tel Aviv.
At least 900 dead here in Israel, 11 Americans among them, and nearly 700 now dead in Gaza. We also learned 100 bodies were found just today in a small farming town. Images circulating online showing Hamas militants arriving on motorbikes and dragging hostages through the streets there.
ABC's Ian Pannell.
Hamas had been planning its shock attack on Israel in secret for months. How this all began 48 hours ago. But the hell Hamas unleashed for so many may only just have begun, now spilling back into Gaza.
Large swaths of the south now look like a staging area for a major military operation. We may now only just be seeing the start of a much bigger war.
Former Texas Representative Will Hurd suspending his presidential bid tonight. The Republican now endorsing former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. This is ABC News. They've reopened tourism in western Maui, where deadly wildfires destroyed much of Lahaina. Life, though, far from normal. 2 months later.
Just north of Lahaina, the row of mega resorts in Kanapali, the beaches are still mostly empty. And there's a food distribution site for victims of the wildfires. At the Whalers Village shopping mall, there are signs reminding visitors to be mindful of the recovery effort. Raul Cruz at a food truck park says it's been slow going compared to how it used to be.
Probably from like 800 to 1,000 people a night between, you know, tourists and local people. And right now we have about 20, maybe 30.
Alex Stone, ABC News.
Securities filing reveals a cyber attack cost MGM Resorts $100 million. Company revealing it spent almost $10 million to contain that computer hack. Company CEO says Las Vegas area resorts occupancy fell 6%. Tonight's expected Powerball jackpot now more than $1.5 billion. Andy Field, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is reminding residents to stay alert on the roads at night as the sun begins to set earlier. The DOT reminds residents 50% of accidents happen at night due to reduced visibility, and with the earlier sunsets, more residents will still be on the road when it gets dark. Drivers should make sure all their lights are working and aimed properly, the windshield is clean, and stay alert for pedestrians or deer on the road in addition to other drivers. A veteran who went missing last week only to be found in Santa Fe, New Mexico, still hasn't returned to Eau Claire County, despite being court-ordered to reside at a group home in Toma. Shane Helmbrecht is reportedly missing again, as his attorneys, his family, nor the Eau Claire Sheriff's Department have had any contact with him. The sheriff's office ordered him to return to Wisconsin within 48 hours, where the district attorney will file a request for a warrant. Helmbrecht was living in a group home after being found not guilty by reason of insanity in a 2016 homicide case. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's